Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Carmen, and you're listening to PGN. Welcome. I'll be your host for tonight. Let's begin with prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord, for all you do in our lives. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for this show that we could come to at night and minister your truth, Lord, to people, and to minister to your people, your children, Lord. Father, I just pray that tonight that you would speak through me, that as the words that I speak would be your words, not mine. I pray, Father God, that you minister to those people that listen to my life, Father God, that they'll not be the same, that they won't be the same once they've been ministered to, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you minister to all the listeners on PGN. We lift up Prophet Randy and his wife, Father God. We pray for their family, Father God. We pray for this ministry, Lord, for the ministers, Lord. We pray that your hand be upon them, that you minister to them, that you take care of them, that you protect them and keep them, Lord. Whatever they may be going through, that you would be there for them, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy in Jesus' name. I always like to begin with a little song, and then we'll get into a little bit of the word tonight, and then we'll minister to those that want ministering, or if you want to share something tonight, you're more than welcome, and if you want to speak, make sure that you dial 1 and you'll hear an operator say you're now in the queue. So dial 1 and then you'll be in the queue, okay? The song that I'm going to play tonight is of a songwriter named Jason Upton, and it's called Dying Star. And the story about this song is, as you're listening to it, you're going to hear this person praying and talking to God that they want to be in the army of God. And then what they find out is that they want to shine for Jesus, but in reality, there is something in the way. It's themselves. They're the biggest idol that there could be that interferes for them to be able to serve God in the way that God wants them to serve him. So listen to the lyrics. It's about the music, but it's also about what the lyrics are saying. So I'll play that again. I'll play that song again. That is Jason Upton's Dying Star.
I said, Lord, I want to be a part of your army. And Lord, I want to be a part of your army. I want to be a part of that generation of people that you raise up. And Lord, you just sang this over me. You got your best man on. You're with us, you're with us. Evil's always on the other side. Dead is a strategy.
That was Jason Upton, Dying Star. Hearing this song, God is telling the person, rise up, rise up. You're a shining star. You're brighter than I am. So what is God saying? There's pride. There's pride. Our idols keep us away from truly being in God's army, in God's service, in God's holy use. And so this is a heavy-duty song. You know, I don't want God to say that about me. I want God to say, well done, faithful servant, you know. I don't want him to see pride in me, and I want to serve him. But in order to do that, again, I speak about idols. And tonight's message title is Preparing. I was thinking and meditating on God's word, and I kept hearing the word John, and then John the Baptist. And I'm like, what are you telling me, Lord? And it was in a funny way that the Lord brought this to me, this message to me, because I was cleaning. I was cleaning some things in my garage. And there was some old vacuums that I had in a corner. They were nicely put, you know, I don't have a mess. But they weren't working. And I was saying, well, I'll get to that another day. I'll get to that. I'll use that. Or maybe I could sell it and somebody else can use it. Or, you know, I'm always, my mind is always going. A friend of mine jokes around and says, you know, engineer, jokingly, because my mind is always working to see how I can do something, create something. And so it's always going. And finally, in my heart, the Lord reminded me about the word hoarding and versus preparing and John the Baptist, all those three words, you know, all that spot. And I was like, hoarding, okay, so, okay, Lord, what are you saying about hoarding? So I started looking at the word hoarding. And hoarding is defined as forming or gathering in a large moving group. That's not the word that I wanted to look. Give me a moment. Okay, the meaning of hoarding is the practice of collecting or accumulating something. It could be anything, right? So God, I was thinking about this show that they gave a long time. I don't know if it's still running. Where there were people called hoarders. And these people had this pattern of collecting things and bringing it home, but it would get to the point where it was just chaos. It was just a big mess. And they were hoarding. No, because I might need that one day. I need this and I need that. And so it becomes a compulsive behavior. And it's a behavior that is not, it's not healthy, right? And so the Lord says, well, they're spiritual hoarders. You know, they are more into the, or physical hoarders, more into not only into things that they collect, but it could be with money. It could be with things. It could be with knickknacks. It could be with things that really don't, it could be with food. It could be with so many things. So, it can affect your health, your safety. You could get in danger with when you're hoarding. And so the Lord just took me on a journey there, and he says, you know, this kind of lifestyle is not good. This is idols. These are idols. Idols when people just buy a lot for the sake of buying. They hoard things that are not of any use. Versus preparing. And I'm like, okay, so what is preparing? What do you mean? What's the difference, Lord? You know, he goes, go and look at the definition. So preparing is to make something ready for use or consideration, ready or able to do or deal with something, right? Make ready or able to do or deal with something. So that's being prepared. And so God is saying, John the Baptist was telling the people, prepare you the way of the Lord, because he knew that they had to prepare in order to receive him. And so God is saying that now. He's saying, prepare, let go of all these things that don't benefit you, that are not helping you, that are causing you to become unhealthy spiritually, physically, mentally. Let go of all of that and prepare. Prepare spiritually is what God is saying. Make sure that you're ready and able to do or deal with his coming. Okay? He wants you to be prepared. He wants you to drop these idols. Like in the song, pride was getting in the way. It was all about what they did, and it wasn't about God. They were shining. Yeah, I'm shining for Jesus. Are you really? Or are you shining for self? Are you shining for self? So, I mean, what may be an idol for one person might not necessarily be for another person, but we have to examine ourselves and prepare, make ourselves useful to be be used for God, able to be ready and able to deal with what's coming. There are dark days coming. Did we ever think that we were going to face a pandemic? Did we ever think that we would face death of our loved ones, of our friends? Did we ever think that things would be so expensive in the supermarket? Are we going to continue living the same way we were before and think things are going to be the same? Dark days are coming ahead, and God wants you to prepare. He's doing it lovingly, gently, letting you see, look what's coming in the horizon. And it's not to fear. We don't fear. When you're prepared, you don't have to fear. But when you're not prepared, that's when you fear, because you don't know what to do. But when you seek the Lord and take out all this idol, remember that I took you on a journey of the threshing floor, removing the chaff from the grain. And God wants to keep what's good in you. He wants to take out from you the things that are not good. He wants you to get rid of them. Just like I was looking at my garage and I was like, what do I get? I need to prepare for tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow brings. I need to make sure that what I have in my home is not knickknacks and things that are not going to do me any good. They're not going to do me any good. So what I need to look, and what I don't need, either trash it if it's garbage. If not, give it to someone that may need it, or repurpose it and give it a reason, make it useful, right? So God wants us to prepare in the same way. He doesn't want us to live life lollygagging everywhere, not doing anything really important and just, oh, well, somebody else will take care of me. No. And God is preparing us for ourselves and for others, okay? So as we give to others, there's going to get to be a time where other people will need. But then eventually that time will not be where we won't be able to give to others. As we know from the story of the 10 virgins waiting for the groom, that five were ready and five weren't. And so there's going to be a time where we're not going to be able to give of the word of God to other people and things like that. There's going to get to a place that, you know, when the Lord comes, you know, everybody has to already be mature. But right now, what we have, we need to share it with others. We need to be prepared and help prepare other people. It's like when you're on an airplane, and there's stories of people that the airline stewardess, they tell you that when you're on an airplane, if there's an accident and you're going down, you prepare yourself first with the oxygen, and then your child or the person that's handicapped or whatever, whoever is weak and can't do it for themselves, you do it first for yourself. You prepare, and then you're able to help. But how can you help others if you're not ready and you're not prepared? So it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to do things in your own strength. But in the long run, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So it's just like hoarding things of the world. Are you a hoarder? Are you a spiritual things and not preparing? Can Jesus come into your home and see that there's no chaos and confusion in your spiritual home? So it's time to check these things that hold us down, those idols, and it's time to clean up, right? Have you ever seen those shows of hoarding? Some people come in, and they come to help that person, right? So we're sort of like people that help come in, but somebody that's not living the same, living right, can't help another person that's not living right either. You know, you have to, how can the blind lead the blind, right? So we have to prepare ourselves so that we can see, and what we see, we can help other people to see. Okay? And so that's tonight's message, preparing. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. We don't know when he's coming. We don't want to be caught off guard. And so preparing is making our lives right. You know, it's hard to examine yourself. It's not easy. Whoever says that it's easy, I don't know where they're living, but I've never found it to be an easy thing. But when you let it go, then you realize, oh, okay, I really didn't need this. This didn't belong in my life. Forgiving others. All these things hold us down from walking in God's ways, holding anger, trauma, things that we've lived through with other people. We got to close the door to all these things, the fears. Haven't we lived a time of fear and, you know, fear-mongering in on the news? God wants us to not feel rejected and be accepted in him. But how do you do that? By spending time with him. Okay? And all these things that we have that we're dealing with, he walks us every step of the way. He guides us. But you have to do your part. You draw nigh, and he draws nigh unto you. And so the more you draw, there's going to be a halfway point where you're going to meet, and you're going to sense his presence, and you're going to know he's there for you. And it may be tough at first, but as you move closer, he's moving closer to you. But you have to make the effort. If you don't make an effort, what do you want God to do? If you're not doing the effort, he doesn't see that you want him. And so didn't Jacob have a struggle? He struggled to gain the blessing of the Lord, but he did, and he walked, and his name was changed. He was changed because there was a change that happened from the inside out. So whenever you're organizing and cleaning and getting things out, remember, what you do on the outside, do on the inside. Do on the inside. And I hope you had all a great Thanksgiving, and that you ate turkey and that you had a fun time with your family, and that you put him first too. All that means nothing if you don't put him. Okay. All right. So he also was talking to me about Psalms 135. And, man, it was, when I read it, I was like, wow, that's awesome. I mean, I know we have to praise the Lord, but this took a whole new meaning for me when I started reading Psalms 135. Let me look for it right now. Let's see where it is. I know I looked it up earlier. Let's see. Here it is. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. He causeth the vapors of ascend from the end of the earth. He maketh lightnings from the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smut the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants? Who smut great nations and slew mighty kings? And so I'll leave it there. You can keep on reading. But I took a look at the part where it says in verse 4, where it says, peculiar treasures. I'm like, Lord, what do you mean by peculiar treasures? You know, a peculiar treasure is something that God sees as of worth. It's like a jewel, right? So he's looking at Jacob in his before state and Israel in his after state. And he sees some of us in as a work of, in progress, right? And so he sees within us this jewel, this something of worth in us, right? And so I kept reading. And that word, treasures, kept catching me. And on verse 7 it says, he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth forth the wind out of his treasuries. Treasuries, what do you mean by that? Oh, man, did I find something yummy in this, treasuries. Let me look for the meaning of what treasury is. I think I was looking at it. Give me a minute. Treasuries, okay. Let's see. Okay, that's verse 7. It says, so it's telling us in this scripture that we praise him, right? To praise him. And the word praise also has significance. We need to, you know, dissect God's word at times, you know, and understand what we're reading so that we can have a revelation of what he's trying to tell us. So praise is to express warm approval or admiration of, to express of approval or admiration for someone or something. So God wants us to admire him, but praise him. Okay, we celebrate him, we bless him, we extol him, we glorify his name, right? Another synonym, bless, extolled, to celebrate, okay? So God wants us to bless him, to extol him, to glorify him, right? And so let me go back to that. I will be going back and forth so you can see what we're reading. One moment here. Okay, let's go to that Psalms 135, verse 7. At the end of that sentence, it says, out of his treasuries. Whoa, what does that mean? So I found the word in Hebrew, and it says, mean ni. It says, properly a part of, hence, from or out of, in many senses, above, after, among, at, because of, by, from, in. So that's one part of the word, okay, from his treasuries. And then there's another word from that in the Hebrew. It says, I don't know how to pronounce this, is otsah. A depository, armory, cellular, garner, store, storehouse, treasure house. So God is saying that he's taking things out of his armory. Okay? So that's a military term, an armory. Okay? And so let's look at what armory is. I mean, I'm telling you, this was like a treasure hunt. Looking for the words that these words meant. What is an armory? It says, an armory is a special military building where weapons and ammunition are kept. An armory is an important part of a military's assets since it stores arms and equipment and is also sometimes the place where soldiers are trained to use them. So it's a training center, an armory. Okay, so God was giving me all these pictures, you know, the battle that he wins. The battle is the Lord, okay? And many of you are going through battles and trials and tribulations and all that. But it's telling us here in this scripture to praise him. And when you praise him, you're like this treasure. You're like a weapon that God uses against the enemy. Okay, he brings out wind out of his treasury. So something about praising, praise is hallel, and that has to do with your breath, right? And so when you're praising God and you're singing to him and you're praising him, you're extolling him, glorifying his holy name, what's coming out is, and you don't see it, but the enemy sees it. It's a weapon. It's a weapon that God uses. He uses us. We're his treasures. We're his jewels. Okay? And so when you're raising your hands and singing and bringing and praising him, these treasuries, we are the ones he's the one that fights our battles, because the battle is the Lord's. But these treasuries is where he uses us to come against the enemy. So it's no wonder that many are having issues in their lives, because they're not worshiping. They're not praising him. Okay? They're not praising him. And just clapping and praising him and stomping your feet and using your whole being to worship and praise the Lord. Guess what? God is using you. You know, if you don't do it, he can't send forth his angels, his army, to come in and do what he needs to do. And he talks about what happens to these kings, these pharaohs. You know, he smites them and comes against them. But look at the narrative to this scripture, and you'll realize, wow, you know, it's no wonder why Jacob, when he sent them around Jericho, that he told them to march around and to, you know, just yell out. They were worshiping, right? And so the walls came coming down. When Paul and Silas were imprisoned, they didn't conform to their circumstances. They started raising their hands and singing and praising God. And what happened? The gates of the prison opened and set them free. Whatever you need to be set free from, start praising him. Whatever it is, at work, with family, with your home, with your marriage, start praising the Lord. You're his I call it secret weapon. You're his secret weapon, and you're valuable. You're his jewel, you know. And so we need to open our mouths. Yeah, you say, oh, okay, but I don't sing good. No, it doesn't matter. In God's ears, your it's music to his ears when he sees you praising and worshiping him. It's beautiful music. You're making beautiful music. It's not how you sound. It's that you're doing it. And there's spiritual warfare going on when that happens. It's his battle. He's the one that fights it. But the battle belongs to him. He uses us as ammunition against the enemy. Amen? Okay. So enough of that for tonight. I hope you understood your position, soldiers, and what you got to do this week to present yourself to the Lord and get rid of some things and be prepared and help prepare others. And so let me begin with some calls tonight. And if you want to, I see something really cute. Blog Talk actually put a hand on those that are signing in and saying that they want to speak. They have a hand. Before it was something that they had there, but now they have a hand raised. So remember, if you have a testimony, if you have, you want prayer, I can pray for you. So let's begin tonight. My first caller, 903-918, your name and where you're from.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Let me pray for you first. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Let me put you on mute for a moment. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle. Oh, Father God, we just praise you. We thank you for her, Lord. We thank you because she's a hard worker, Lord. She works hard. She also likes to have fun, Lord. And sometimes it's hard for her. Well, Lord, I just pray, Father God, help her, Father God, to know the balance of it, Lord. Show her how to have balance in that, Lord. Oh, Father God, I pray, Father God, yes, you're directing her paths, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for directing her path. There's some light coming in her path. Thank you, Jesus. I see you like almost like you're holding a flashlight, and it's dark around you, and you're putting that flashlight before you so you can see. I see you like you're putting that flashlight before you to see, and I believe that flashlight is God's word. I believe that you're seeking Him or going to seek Him more, as you seek Him. Or see, you've already been seeking Him, that you are seeing a light. You're seeing a light on that path as you're going through. See, like you're holding that flashlight and you're seeing light, and you're able to see where you're going. And so before you weren't, and it was pretty dark, but you're seeing light. You're seeing light. I want to almost say, like, you're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. That's what I'm hearing. You're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm just going to say that. And so, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless Michelle, Father God. I pray that you increase that light that she sees. I pray, Father God, that you just allow her to find that time before you, seeking your face. And I pray, Father God, that what the enemy tries to do to stop her from having that time of fellowship, that time with you, Lord, I bind the enemy from operating against her in any way, form, or fashion, that she'll have that time to rest in you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for allowing her to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you, Lord, because you're opening her eyes to certain things. You're the one that's opening her eyes, and we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in her life, Lord, and the best is yet to come. We thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen,
I do. Amen. Yes, I receive that because it has been like things are just hitting me on all sides. But I've been seeking the Lord and not letting it get to me. So praise mm-hmm. God.
Are you seeking His word more?
Yes. He had gave me a word, and I was, I've been studying it, and I got to study, you know, go more into depth like you were saying.
Uh-huh.
We have to really see the word, you know, and go into a deeper
wow.
study of it. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Do you want to share some of what the Lord has shared with you?
Well, He had sent me to the book of Ruth, and I was like, I've heard that, and I've read it so many times, but it's like He wants me to see something different in past the part about Boaz being the husband, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He wants me to see a deeper revelation of it, where it's
okay.
showing Him. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean?
Oh.
I can't explain.
Wow. That's good. That's good stuff. He's our Boaz.
Yes, exactly.
He's our Boaz. And so, go on. This is juicy stuff. I like it.
But, yeah, I just kind of been started looking into it. And when He was just showing where Boaz was leaving the, what is it, the bundles for her?
Uh-huh.
I can't think of what the name of it is right now. But it's like He's been saying that I'm leaving little trinkets for you along the way, to kind of guide you until I get you to where I need you to be. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm leaving you little revelation here and there, wisdom here and there for you to pick up along the way that's going to complete, you know, the big picture. But if we don't pick up those little things along the way, we're going to miss out on what he has. You know what I mean?
Wow. So he's giving you light to your feet so you away, and you're going to see the light end of the tunnel.
At the end of the tunnel. That's it. That is it.
Yeah. See? He, that's what he was saying. And that's why I was like, the end of the, that all sounds sometimes, you know, like something that everybody says, you know, oh, you'll see that. But, you know, that's exactly what's happening here. You're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and he's giving you little pieces here and there to guide you in that path where to go. Wow. Michelle, that is, wow. Give me more, because that's stuff. That's
praise
good.
The Lord.
That's
yes, to actually say it out loud. I haven't said it. You know what I mean? I've just thought it. But to say it out loud really brings revelation to me. Praise God.
Wow.
I'm excited about that.
Wow.
But, yeah, he was just telling me not to look at the fact, because everybody, you know, says, oh, Ruth got her Boaz, and God's going to send you your Boaz, and, you know, and all of that. And he told me to look past that. Look at the truth. Substance of this. It's a relationship with me and you.
Yes.
And where I'm taking you from the past, see, because I didn't realize I was living in the past, you know, in some different areas of my life, and I didn't realize I was still holding on to some hurt, you know, and that's what happened with Ruth. They were still living. Well, I lost my husband. I lost everything that I had, you know, I lost my livelihood because my husband was taking care of me. And he was like, let go of that. Whatever hurt you, whatever things that you're holding on to, let it go. Because she wanted a new beginning, and she wanted a new beginning with her mother-in-law. You know, and he's telling me, I'm trying to get you to a new beginning. But you can't go to this new beginning if you're still holding on to things of the past, or what people done to you, what people said to you. You know, you got to let it go. So, praise God.
Wow. That
it
reminds
just
me
allowed
of
me to see it. Yeah.
Excuse Isn't me, that ahead. Refreshing? God you,
yes,
uses
it is.
A word of prophecy to open our eyes to see, let us either see what's coming in the future or see what's happening in the now. Wow. God is always good. He's in the now, and he's giving us hope for the future. He's always giving hope for the – he gave you both. He told you what's going on now, and he's giving you hope for the future. So as you stick with that, as you seek him, you're going to have spiritual food for you. You're going to be prepared for yourself, and then you're going to be prepared for others.
Yeah.
Because it's not about us only. It's about sharing what we have with us. That's why I had you giving – man, and that ministered to me too, because that's exactly what God was showing me too, and that's what I was showing other people this past week. I kept saying, stop living in the past, live in the now. You can't do anything about the past. You can only live in the now, and you can't do anything about the future because you're not there yet. But you can be prepared. You can do that. You can do to be prepared for the future so that you can have a good outcome and you won't mess things up. It's like learning to make a cake. You're preparing yourself to be a chef or a cook. You prepare yourself by going to school, by preparing yourself to do it, and then you become that. But if you don't prepare, then you can't be that, and you can't give to others what you have, what you think you have.
That's right.
And
that
so
is so true.
It's in the now. We have to. We waste so much time living in the past. And what can the past do? Nothing.
Nothing.
And so letting go of idols, of things that, because God is God. He's the only one that can make a difference, right, in our. And so God wants us to see that. He wants us to see that these things that we hold dear to, that we're idolizing for hope, is not hope at all.
Right.
We need to get rid of what's junk in our lives and
Let
the things that only bear fruit, so that way he can use us, so that we can be fed by what he gives us and also share it with others. So the words that you were giving are powerful. He was ministering to you, and as you share that with others, you know, how can he help somebody? How can you minister to somebody else if you haven't let it happen to you first?
Right.
And see, it did.
So
you let God deal with you and talk to you, and you listened. And so as those words came out of your mouth, they were powerful. I know. I felt it in my spirit. I felt it in my spirit, man, when you were saying that. And that applies to many things in life. You know, the things that we may have lost. And, you know, it keeps you locked in a prison. It's like that little bird. You know, the little bird that's always in that cage. And then one day the owner opens the cage and wants to let it fly out. But the little bird doesn't do anything. It's so used to being in that state, it doesn't come out. The door can be open, but the bird won't come out of the cage. It's still living in what it thought before. It's not living in the now. And it won't fly.
It won't fly because it doesn't know that it's free. You've been free all along. You just didn't realize that you were free. That's right. And like you said, it's for to help somebody else, because he was letting me focus on, he told her to help the other women around her. So it wasn't just for her. It's a gleaning. That's what it is. It wasn't just for her to glean and feel. You're to help other people glean and receive what God has for you. Praise God. You just said something powerful, too, about the bird.
Mm.
Oh, my.
What do you get from that?
That is good. I get from, I was in a prison. In my mind, in my heart, because I was still holding on. Didn't even know that I was free.
Yeah, you can't see what's around.
Can't see. All you see is the cage.
Exactly.
The surroundings, the circumstances, situations, you know.
Wow. Wow. It's like imagine yourself as a little bird in a cage. All you see is that bars around you. And so it's not a coincidence, you know, that scripture says about Paul and Silas. And what did they do? What am I talking about tonight? Praise, right?
When we praise,
that breath of life comes out of us worshiping and glorifying God. The enemy doesn't like that. God takes that and he fights our battles when we're praising and glorifying him. That's why it's important to have worship music, praise music in your home, because you have to let that breath come out of you, because that puts the enemy to flight. And God will be able to do something about it. But when we don't say anything and we stay quiet like that little bird in the cage, we won't go anywhere. We won't fly. Birds are meant to fly, right? They're not meant to be in cages, although some people will, you know, clip their wings and take them out. But that's not what God wants from us. He doesn't want our wings to be clipped. He wants us to fly freely. And some of us think that we're free, right? Some people think that they're
right.
Free because they're out of the cage. But they don't know freedom yet. They don't know how to go up higher yet. You know, you can have your wings clipped and not know it. And so God wants you to go up to the only way that you can go up higher is by allowing God to show you, reveal things to through the word and praise and worship. It takes you higher. Speaking in tongues takes you higher. Okay, and you get set free. Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, beaten and in prison, what did they do? They didn't follow their circumstances. They didn't look at their circumstances. They looked at God. And there was an earthquake. And then the doors and the chains were open. They were set free. So we are going to be set free as we do this. It's not a one-time thing. It's a consistent thing.
It is, yes.
And God's blessings are consistent, but we have to stay sort of like in that portal, you know, in that place where we can receive it. But if we move out of God's protection, out of God's covering, then we won't experience that constant blessing. And so that's where humanity kind of fails. They fail to maintain themselves in that place. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
I love that. I
Amen.
Love that.
I'm so glad that I called in. Praise God.
I'm glad.
I've just been blessed.
Too. I mean, you know, I love it when you guys share because I get blessed too. I, you know, we see things in different perspectives because everybody has different ways of looking at it, but it's the same. It's God speaking. But God is like a diamond. He has so many facets of him that, I mean, we could be here forever. And I love it. I love it. I know it's God. I know it's God. Thank you so much, Michelle. Is there anything else that you want to ask for prayer or want to say?
No, that's it. Praise God. I'm going to go and ponder on this some more and praise God. I'm going to praise
wow.
my way out. Amen.
Yes. You're going to see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming as we
yes.
seek him. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Not even minister yes. to me. I could sit here and tell you all a bunch of stuff, but praise God. Praise God. That was awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling tonight. All right, Michelle, God bless. If there's nothing else that you would like to say. All right.
All right.
Well,
God bless. And good night.
Good night. All right. I'm going to the next caller. That one's 251-229. Your name and where you're from.
Leah, Spanish Fort, Alabama.
Alabama. Let me put you on mute so that I can pray for you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Leah from Alabama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for her love for you. Thank you, Lord. She's in it together with you. She's in the boat with you, Lord. She's in the boat with you, Lord. And she loves you. She has a love for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would help her to step out of the boat, Lord, and keep her eyes on you as she steps out of the boat. Thank you, Jesus. And she will not drown. She will walk with you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing Leah to be the bride you've called her to be. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As she walks with you and talks with you. Thank you, Jesus. I almost see like a romantic love. Like, you want him all for yourself. but God says, no, it's time. It's time to step out. And now it's time to share me with others like never before. And I don't think you want to do that, but God wants you to come out of that boat with him because you have this love for him. But it's time to come out. I don't know if that's ministry or something different, but he's asking you to step out of the boat He's wanting you to go in a different direction, in a different place. Lord, I thank you for Leah and for that direction that you're, thank you, Jesus, that direction that you're taking her, Lord, and she will not fear because she knows you're with her. Thank you, Lord. And she has nothing to fear because fear is a false appearance of something that's going to come and torment her, but it's not. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you're with her wherever she goes, and I thank you, Lord, for opening her mouth. Oh, yes, I felt that one, opening her mouth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Leah, are you there?
Amen. Well, this is Sarah.
I heard Leah.
Yeah. Thank you for praying for her. This is her first time calling.
Oh, okay. Oh, so Leah was there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now the one that's talking is Sarah. Sarah. I always want to say that. Sarah. I love that name. My granddaughter's name is Sarah. wow. So what's going on with Leah?
Well, she's, you know, like she's stepping out of the boat, and she's realizing and knowing in her heart he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is Jesus, the Messiah. So she's praying. She says, keep on living for Jesus.
Wow. That's what I felt like. She just wanted her and Jesus to be just her and Jesus alone, but it's time for her to step out. God was wanting to use her. God wants to use her. And so in order for her to, she's got to step out of the boat. She's not to fear, because that fear is nothing. It's like what they say, false evidence appearing real. It's all, and she's going to realize, no, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is awesome. So tell her, step out of the boat. That God wanting to do. I don't know. It's just the beginning of something. How old is Leah? Because I feel that she's maybe really young.
She's 19.
Ah, wow. Okay, it's time to step out. He wants to use her. You got to step out. And usually when you step out to do something, it's kind of scary. And you get butterflies in your stomach. I know. I've told Prophet Randy that, like, just the other day. I go, I got butterflies in my stomach. and so you just have to step out and just, you know, keep doing it. And when you turn around, it's done. And it's not what you thought. So God has something for her to do. She must know what it is, what he's calling her to do. It's time to step out. And I saw her, you know how lovers are on a boat. It's just them two.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I saw her. It's just me and Jesus. Yeah, no, no. Not anymore. Now you got to share Jesus. You got to share Jesus with others. So it's time to share. Amen.
Amen.
And
well, God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. I wanted her to get in and be a part of PGN.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Bring her on up. Bring her on up in the admonition of God, the living truth, Jesus Christ.
Hey, do you have any testimony, anything you want to say?
Well, the last time we talked, which was last Sunday, Saturday, and the Lord really has, you know, we talked about freedom. We prayed about freedom, and the Lord was giving you what to tell me and what to say through His holy words. And I've just been feeling that way, the freedom.
Amen. Amen. And
Amen.
You want to share anything that the Lord has been telling you? Any testimonies?
Well, what you were saying is for my daughter, that's confirmation. Because another friend of mine, she's a woman of God as well, and she said the Lord wants to use her.
That's
the second time in a row today.
And I'm sure that she knows it, too. Because if he's confirming it, that's because he's told her already.
Mm.
He never knew through somebody else. He lets you know. Sometimes you're not listening clearly, but then later on you go, oh, yeah, he was. He was telling me this. And sometimes we don't realize it's him. And you think it's yourself, your own thoughts. But I'm sure that the Lord had been telling her. He only confirms things through his prophets. So as she seeks the Lord, he's going to speak to her again and confirm it. You know, we should never take anything from anybody because it's always dangerous, right?
Right.
Run after ministers or prophets or anything if you're not walking right with God, if you're not seeking him for yourself, because you can be swayed and you might not be able to detect the real from the false. And so it's not a good thing to do that, because then you're leaning on what everybody else tells you. And if they're not leading you right, what ends up happening is that they'll lead you astray. Because you're not doing your own searching. You're only eating your own food. You're just getting something somebody else is giving you. And so if God has already said it twice and she's not hearing it, she's not seeking the Lord the way she needs to. She needs to seek confirmation, spend a little more time. She's going to realize, oh, yeah, he was telling me this before. He was. But sometimes we're in other things, and we just read the word and we just, you know, don't get deep, deep, deep into it. But, you know, she does have a love for God, and God is going to guide her to new things. It's a new level because he's taking her into that new level to learn new things and to share what she knows with others. That's what God always does. That's part signs of maturity, that you're maturing when you're able to take for you and to share with others. A child doesn't
Amen.
Do that. It's me. You know, it's all about me and we, you know, just you and me, nobody else. But there's a maturity level that she's coming into that God is taking her to use her. So tell her to continue, and she's going to see the confirmation. But, that's twice. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm thankful to the Lord for that. And may you have the best holidays, blessings. And
how was yours?
Oh, it was good. We spent it with family.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Yeah, I'm from out of town, so it was a blessing.
Yeah, a lot of people are tired of eating turkey, all sleepy. There's a thing called. So, I'm happy that you're doing so much better. Do you want me to speak for you?
Okay.
Give me a minute. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I felt like the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Sarah. I felt like the Lord gave you a burst of fresh air. Some birthing that is going to come out of you through your worship. Through your worship, as you worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Something's going to break off and something's going to be birthed out of you. I don't know what that is, but because I burst, two different words, burst and birth. Wow. Breath of life. And what happens when you birth something is life, right? So the Holy Spirit brings life. And so as you worship, there's going to be some breakthroughs, breaking, some things breaking off of you that is going to bring forth some birthing. I don't know what that is about. Are you praying about something?
Yes, I've been praying for the Lord to order my steps and for, you know, just in his holy way, just to order my steps and for favor on the job and also health and wellness. And that's pretty much it.
Well, Lord, I just pray that, Father God, whatever that is that you're birthing through her, that newness in her, Father God, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for that time of worship that she has with you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Father God, for Sarah. And whatever else is clinging to weigh her down, Lord, we just break that in the name of Jesus, and she'll break free in Jesus, and she's breaking free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for whatever little bit of whatever that is. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, because it's not going to come back on her ever again in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her family, her daughter, and her. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, just give them more in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you so much for calling tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Good night. I have other callers if you want to raise your hand. You can raise your hand tonight, and I'll take your call. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick that up if you don't raise your hand. Meanwhile, let me play another song. This one is called Jehovah. And that word, Jehovah, is means God. It means the name of God. It's just four of the letters that the Israelites call God. That was the ancient name that they would call God. But it's four letters, but they don't say that name. They don't speak out the name because they say it's too holy to be mentioned. But people say Jehovah, and Jehovah is how to have a relationship with God. It's like where God reveals his name to Moses is as I am, from the Hebrew roots, being the name Yahweh, right? Yahweh. So normally people don't say, oh, Yahweh this, but there's some people that'll say that name, but it's one of the names of God. It's really based on four letters, the Hebrew letters, root words of the name of God, that when God presented himself to Moses, okay? So there is a song, Yahweh. One moment here. Let me put this on.
You alone deserve my worship. And you alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift your name high. So we lift your name high.
You alone We love you. Things have to change when I go.
Yes, they do.
That was Yahweh, all nations, the worship mob. So Yahweh, it's a good thing to learn what the names of God mean. They're so powerful in prayer when you're praying, when you understand God's character in worship. Jehovah Jireh, I gave that last week, our Lord, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord of victory, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. And there's many other names of God that talk about his character, who he is. Okay, and so when you're in prayer and you're mentioning the names of God, and what they mean to you, it's very powerful in prayer when you're doing that. So try that. Try learning the names of God. It's so beautiful to know who he is, and it draws you closer to him. So that name, Yahweh, is how the ancient Israel and Judah used to call God. That's the way that they would call him. But anytime you see Lord, that's what they would call him, Yahweh. But they don't mention it because they say that that's a holy, that's the way it's pronounced, but it's too holy to mention. And so we say Lord in reference to God. There's many others, Adonai, Elohim. There's many others that it would be a good thing to do a study on that, and it makes your prayer time so much stronger. So praise him. Praise him the rest of this week. You are his treasure. You're his jewel. You're valuable to him. You're like a bullet in his weaponry. And unless you put something in his bullet for him to, fight the battle, I mean, the battle is his. He fights the battle. But we give him ammunition with praising him, lifting him up, exalting him, glorifying him. That puts the enemy down. The enemy doesn't like that. When you're stomping and clapping and worshiping him, oh, my goodness, it releases your freedom. Like Paul and Silas, he was worshiping and he was set free from the prison, Paul and Silas. So let's worship him. Let's praise him this week, especially when you're going through, you're going to see some things happening, okay? And so those are some of God's strategies. It's not our strategies. Remember, we don't want to be like that shining star that is shinier than God himself. So I see that nobody's wanting to raise their hand, so I'm going to play that song again. Meditate this week on the things that God wants you to prepare with and not to hoard with, okay? So let's be in preparation for the future and be prepared to share with the others, amen? So thank you for being on PGN tonight. If there's no one that wants to speak tonight, I will finish the show tonight. And I'll finish with the song Dying Star by Jason Upton.
Amen. And I said, Lord, I want to be a part of your army. And Lord, I want to be a part of your army. I want to be a part of that generation of people that you raised up. And Lord, he just sang this over me. He said, you got your best men on your sunset. You always show the best side. Even though it's on the other side. Yeah, this is your strategy. Set my hope, take it from me. It looks just like your enemy. So sad. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on the show tonight. Let me pray. Thank you, Father, for this time together. We ask you to continue blessing PGN, Prophet Randy and his family. Lord, that all those family members of PGN, that you protect them, keep them, help them to be prepared for your coming, Lord. And we just give you all the honor and glory. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us life. We praise you tonight. And thank you, Father. Amen. Well, good night, everybody. I hope you have a great week, a blessed week. Praise the Lord. Amen.